This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lending activity at ag banks across the country continued to decline in the first quarter of 2017. A report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says economic conditions in the farm sector are still weak, so borrowers and lenders have worked together to make adjustments in financing agricultural production across America. Ag lenders are making more adjustments to loan terms because of heightened risk in the ag sector. For example, the report says revenues from agricultural production are expected to decline again this year. Farm incomes from corn, soybeans, wheat, and cattle are expected to drop by 5% compared to 2016. Some producers are making adjustments in the cost of their inputs when they can, which the reduced amount of producer spending likely has contributed to reductions in the volume of new farm loans. The overall volume of non-real estate farm loans in the first quarter of this year dropped 16% from 2016. The survey of terms of bank lending to farmers showed the decrease in the first quarter as the sixth consecutive year-over-year decline in the volume of new non-real estate farm loans and followed a significant drop in the fourth quarter of 2016. Well, on a lighter note, the so-called five-second rule for food that is dropped on the floor has been scientifically debunked, according to Lindsay Stevenson, nutrition and health specialist for University of Missouri Extension. A recent study from Tufts University Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy conducted an extensive test on the idea that food touching the floor for no more than a few seconds is still safe to eat. In the Tufts study, researchers dropped various food items on different surfaces for anywhere from a second to up to 5 seconds. They then measured the food items for bacterial contamination. Of the foods tested, watermelon soaked up the most bacteria, while gummy candy picked up the least. Similarly, tile or steel flooring transferred bacteria more readily than carpet flooring. While the study did find that longer contact on contaminated surfaces increased the transfer of bacteria to the food item, the results also show that the type of surface and food matter. Stevenson said that we can't make a blanket statement like the 5-second rule that implies all foods are safe to eat if picked up within 5 seconds, because it's simply not true. In other news, the Illinois State Fair Museum Foundation is seeking 10 individuals to spotlight each day of the Illinois State Fair as an Illinoisan of the Day. The Illinoisan of the Day program looks to honor individuals who exemplify the qualities and characteristics associated with Illinois integrity, dependability, sense of community, and strong ethics. Illinoisan of the Day nominees must be at least 25 years of age, and should be involved in service activities, educational projects, and or youth programs, agricultural groups, or have an affiliation with state or county fairs in Illinois. In addition, nominees must have shown their true Illinois spirit through continued volunteerism and community service. Illinoisan of the Day winners will receive honors on their special day during this year's Illinois State Fair, which runs August 10th through the 20th this year. And nomination forms can be requested by calling the Museum Foundation at 217-725-8047, or you can download one by visiting the Museum Foundation website, statefairmuseum.org. And the deadline for nominations is June 24th. Well, looking at some local ag news, the rain we missed over the weekend has allowed for a lot of field activity throughout the listening area. And things are going well for a lot of farmers, but today we'll check in with Tom Moore of Jersey County to see how things are going in his neck of the woods.
It's been going real good. We've kind of missed the showers, although we was kind of hoping for one there Saturday morning, but it all went south of us, so we kept planting Saturday and getting ready to start back up here again this morning. Our first corn we planted there April 14th, so you could row it last night, so things are progressing quite well.
Well, sounds good. If you could give us a percentage at all, how far along do you think you are?
Oh, we're just a little, probably about 60% on corn along. And, you know, we plant about two-thirds corn to one-third beans. So it takes us a little longer to get our corn done. There's several neighbors around here that are you know, I'd say done, and then we've got a couple just thinking about starting. But percentage-wise, I'd say close to half the corn's planted in this eastern Jersey County.
Are you having any issues, whether that's with weeds or anything else that's popped up? I know there's been some heavy weed pressure because of the mild winter. Has that been an issue for you?
Yeah, it's been a kind of a big issue. The burn downs, it's heavy even with what you burnt down. We've had to run a vertical till over it, and actually we've been on our non-HEL ground, regular ground, we've been having to run two trips over to get it, you know, get a good enough seed bed. That hen bed has really got thick and heavy this year and soddy, and it's took a little more time, but we went ahead and sprayed it and got some residual down. Now I've come back and have two passes, and it's going in pretty nice.
As far as your fertilizer application, I know a lot of guys across the listening area in several counties, you know, a lot of anhydrous went on in February because of the mild weather. Was that the case for you guys too, or how did all that go?
Oh, yeah, I started, you know, I'd put on some last, the end of November, first of December, and Valentine's Day I started in putting anhydrous on, just kind of took my time and worked most, you know, got a lot of it done there, and then I put a little more on there in March. And they're about the middle of March, done some more. And I'm just kind of touching up some few where I had cows running earlier to get my anhydrous done. But so it's kind of made things easier early time. I wish now maybe I'd worked some of the ground earlier and would have maybe helped on that weed pressure.
Well, you mentioned you had cows on some of the fields there, and I know you guys do have cattle. Are you done with calving season? Maybe, I don't remember if you do that in the fall or the spring, but how are things going with the cows?
It's been going pretty well. We're pretty much slowed down on all the spring calvers, winter calvers. We start in there the 1st of January. We're just kind of down now to the stragglers, and so we're kind of waiting on a rain to get chance. We got get some cows vaccinated and get it segregated and get them out on some grass. And we're about to catch up to the cows if we're not, if it don't rain here pretty quick. We're going to stop and get cows moved before we can finish planting corn.
Always something to do then, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. Between the cows and I took off, I've got a couple of herd bulls coming down out of Canada. I went up and bought. They're in the middle of March, so we're looking forward to getting them in this week. And exciting times with our shorthorn herd. We're always looking for new genetics and something different.
Well, sounds good. Great to hear that everything's going well. And, Tom, you know you've got to feed those cows somehow. Do you guys have hay ground? And if you do, you know, how's that looking for this spring?
I got two new fields of alfalfa that look really nice. I was a little concerned about the alfalfa weevil. But it seemed like they haven't bothered that new seed. I've had a couple of my neighbors had to spray last week for a weevil. But hopefully in a, you know, another 10 days or so, we can go to cutting on it.
And once again, that update comes to us from Tom Moore of Jerseyville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.